Greetings in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I just want to welcome you tonight in our show that is called Time to Meditate. Wherever that you are, I want you to feel welcome. We have entered into our daily show that is called Time to Meditate. Wherever that you are, I just want to say to you that just be with me tonight on our show that is called Time to Meditate. What a beautiful Saturday. We thank God for the wonderful Saturday. We thank God for everything. Remember, every time when we start our show, we start our show by prayer, by inviting God. What I want to say this evening is, we thank God for everything that He have done. And the time is exactly 18:12 CAT Central African Time. What a beautiful Saturday. I believe that most of us, we have rested. Some of us, we are from work. Some of us, we are from church. Some of us, we are from shopping, to do shopping for December. Now, what I want to say to you is, as we are already in December, like we are left with a few days to Christmas. We are left with few days to Christmas, and I believe and I know that many of us will be traveling, going to different places where we are going to celebrate a Christmas day with our family, where we are going to celebrate Christmas day with our loved ones. And I just want to say this to you, that as you will be driving, don't drink and drive, because we want to see you next year. Now remember, each and every time when we start our show, we start our show by prayer. That is what we are going to do tonight. We are going to pray, asking God to come and be with us tonight as we are starting with our show. Now, every time there's a song that we are praying with, the song that is saying, Our Father, I'm going to pray the very same song by Don Moon. And after that, the song continues, what we'll do is, we will pray, we will invite God of heaven to come and be with us. Just enjoy the song. can just pray with me. Let's pray. Daddy, we are praying this evening. We invite you to come and be with us tonight. We can't do anything if you are not with us. Daddy, we are praying tonight. We say, Father Lord, come and be with us tonight in our show, the show that is called Time to Meditate. Daddy, we invite you, our Father who art in heaven, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I pray to each and everyone who is listening now. I pray to each and everyone who is gonna listen. It may be tomorrow, it may be next year, as they're gonna listen to this broadcast. I'm saying, Lord, change their life because they are listening to Vida Grace Radio, the station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. Daddy, we are praying in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. There are people who have just tuned in now. There are people who are tuned in now as they are driving. I'm saying, Lord, bless them in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We are praying, Father, because you are the Lord and you remain God. You will be God forevermore in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We thank you, Father, in Jesus' name of Nazareth. Wherever that you are, you can say amen, amen, and amen. Now, Don Moon is saying, our Father who art in heaven, here I cry, we need your mercy. In other words, you are saying, Lord, without your mercy, nothing we can do. Without your mercy, there's nothing we can do. Lord, we ask you to be with us. I want you to do this to be prayer of your heart, saying, Daddy, as we are approaching or as we have entered into December, when you look from January until now, it's not because you were able to reach today, it's not because you had power to reach today, it's because God protected you in order for you to see this day. There are some people whom they wanted to see the day, but they did never see this day. There are those people who said, you know, I wish if I was able to see this day. I greet you all in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My name is Pastor John Mamawolo from By the Grace Radio and By the Grace Ministry. I would like to say to you that during this festive season, people will be traveling all over the places. Now, I just want to bring this message to you that drive safely, don't drink and drive. When you are tired, rest, and after you rested, start with your journey. Don't speed, just drive normally. Make sure that you follow the rule of the road so that you can reach where you're going safely. May God continue to bless you. May God continue to protect you. We love you as By the Grace Radio and as By the Grace Ministry. We want to be able to see you next year. Stay blessed and may God continue to be with you. We love you. Bye-bye.
Let me say, my hands are blessed.
That's Joe Praise saying everything is blessed. I think maybe people, they are surprised when they see you dancing as you're driving. They see the head is going forward, backward. They are surprised. They don't understand what is happening. They don't know that you are listening to Body Grace Radio, the station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. The song that was playing was a song by Joe Praise saying everything is blessed. Everything that I touch is blessed. Everything that I do is blessed. You know why it's blessed? It's because if you have Jesus in your life, if you have God in your life, whatever that you touch is blessed. Everything is blessed. You're listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. Whatever that it takes for a soul. Whatever that it takes for a soul. The name of this show, it is called Time to Meditate. What a beautiful Saturday. The time is exactly 18:27 CAT Central African Time. What I want to do now, I just want to give you the how you can contact us. If you want to contact us, if you want to chat with us, what you can do is you can do this. You can use the following information. You can go to, on your phone, you just type 083-289-4658. 083-289-4658. That is a WhatsApp number. You just dial 083-289-4658. If you are in South Africa, if you are international, you start with plus 27-83-289-4658. Then you can contact us via WhatsApp. Or with the, what you can do is, with the very same number, you can SMS us using the very same number, or you can even call us using the very same number. Or you can send us email, radio@bythegrace.org. radio@bythegrace.org. On Skype, you just say Skype. You just go to Skype. You just type BTGM Radio. And then you will be able to connect with us. You will be able to chat with us with whatever that you wanna know. Or what you can do is you can go to our website. You just type www.radio.bythegrace.org. www.radio.bythegrace.org. When you are there, you just go to contact us. Then you will see the information of how to chat to me tonight in a studio. You can chat to me. You can say whatever that you want to say. You are welcome to do that. Now, tonight we are going to speak under the Proverbs chapter 10, verse number 1. That's a scripture that we are going to meditate with. Let me just wish those who are birthday in today. I want to say to them that happy birthday to you. Wherever that you are, today is your birthday. This is the day that you were born. And we really thank God for that because it's your day. We thank God for your day. We are saying may God add more years and more days to your calendar. May God add more years and more days to your calendar so that you can grow. But the word that I can tell you is you must be under his wing. You must be under his way to it. You must always, whatever that you do, you must always invite God in your life. Don't just do things. You must make sure that you invite God in your life. And then things will go well. I was giving this way to those who are birthday today. Because there are lots of people who are celebrating their day today. They were born on this day. And as By the Grace Radio, we want to say to them, happy birthday to whoever who is birthday today. Some people, they are getting married today. We want to say to them, congratulations. Some people, they were graduating today. We want to say to them, congratulations. May the hand of the Lord, may the hand of Jehovah always be with you. We love you as by the grace, and we appreciate your support. We appreciate your listening. What I want to say to you is, just click that share button and share this radio with your friend, with your family. Tell them that they must listen to By the Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the hearts and soul of the people. And tell them that they must tune in and listen to your favorite show and your favorite presenter, Pastor John Mamawolo. The name of the show, it is called Time to Meditate. The reason why we are meditating during the night, because when you read in the book of Genesis, it says that Isaac, he decided to go and meditate. He went to a field. As he was walking, he saw a human there, because he was meditating. So now, let me just do this. As I'm making you feel welcome, whoever we've just joined, I'm gonna, the song is saying great and terrible. Just enjoy the song.
Yeah.
That is Jimmy D saying, I'm not afraid, great and terrible God. He said, you have built heaven and earth without the pillar. You have built heaven and earth without the pillar. If you look at heaven and earth, there is no pillar there. There is nothing that joins, that holds two things not to, to fall down. Because he's a great and terrible God. He is God who is able to change everything. He is God who is able to do things which when you look, you said, no one can do them. But God is able to do everything. Even tonight, as you still listening to us by the Grace Radio, the station that bring hope to the hearts and souls of the people, is the only God who is able to change your situation. As I speak now, I know that you are in a terrible situation. You are in a situation that you think that, but why? Okay? So let's just say, let's just do this. Let's just do this. We see. Yahweh, we bow and we worship you. Adonai. Adonai, that is Elijah for your name, the saying Yahweh, Adonai. Adonai, Yahweh, we worship you. God of wonders. He is God who is able to change your situation. There are things which when they happen, you will try to say, but why me? But God of wonders is the one who is able to change your situation. As you still listening to us by the Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the hearts and soul of the people, I believe and I know that he will change your life. I believe that he will change your situation because he is God of wonders. We bow down and we worship him. His name is Jehovah. Proverbs chapter 10 verse number 1. This is scripture that we are going to meditate with. Let me just remind you that you're still listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the hearts and soul of the people, whatever that it takes for a soul. Whatever that it takes for a soul, we preach Christ, we preach the gospel that is not diluted. We preach through gospel. We preach through gospel. Let me just read this part. I want you to understand who we really are so that you must not be lost, so you can understand who exactly we are and what are we doing. That's what I'm going to do. Now, when you go to our website on www.radio.bythegrace.org, it read as follows. It said, By the Grace Online Radio, just for a soul. Whatever it takes for a soul. The station that brings hope to the hearts and souls of the people. What a joy in heaven when one soul repent. Spirit Uplift Radio, Soul Revive Radio, Life Change Radio, Mind Revive Radio, Stress Free Radio, where the gospel is preached, where undiluted gospel preached. I charge you therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who will judge the living and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word, be ready in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, exhort. Rebuke, exhort with all the long suffering and teaching. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1 to 2. And he said to me, My grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. 2 Corinthians 12, verse number 9. That is who we are. Just for a soul. Just for a soul. Now, I told you that tonight we speaking about Proverbs chapter number 10. If you want to interact with us, you can just go to, on your phone, WhatsApp. You just say 0328946588. International, you just say plus 2783294658. Or if you are able to go to our website, you just type www.radio.bythegrace.org. When you are there, it say on the first page of the screen. Up there, you will see it said WhatsApp. You just click it. It will connect you with the WhatsApp page where you can chat to us. It can connect you with the WhatsApp page where you can chat to us. Or you can send us email, radio@bythegrace.org. Or you can go to our website that I told you. When you are there, you just contact us. It will tell you how to do. If you want to send me email using the website as well, you can be able to do that. Then I will receive your message. I will read it. Whatever that you want me to read, whatever that you want to say, you are welcome to do so. Proverbs chapter 10, verse number 1. I'm going to read. It read as follows. It say, the heading, it said, the Proverbs of Solomon. It said, these are the Proverbs of Solomon. A wise son make his father happy. A foolish one makes his mother sad. That's what we are talking about tonight. We're talking about a wise son make his father happy. A foolish one makes his mother sad. You know, meaning, it saying that the wise one make his father happy. A foolish one makes his mother sad. Alright, I read it in the English Revised Version. But now, I just want to read it in Spedi. Then after I read it in Spedi, we'll read in another English, but another vision. I don't want to lose you. I don't want you to be lost, not understanding. Because I know that there are some people who are listening to us. They are driving. They don't have a Bible. They can't write it. But if we read in the language that it will suit them, it's going to be much better. They will be able to flow and they will be able to understand. It says, Diye macha Solomon, cheki diye macha Solomon, mwana yo botlhale o thabisha tatagwe, wa setlaela yena o nyamisha magwe. Mwana yo botlhale o thabisha papagwe, wa setlaela o nyamisha mamagwe. Alright, let me read in King James. It said, the Proverbs of Solomon, a wise son make a glad father, but a foolish son is the heaviest of his mother. A wise son make a glad father, but a foolish son is a sorrow to his mother. What was Solomon trying to say here? Alright, let me read in the message. It said, the wise son glad father, stupid son, sad mother. What was the wise King Solomon trying to say here? Because to someone can say, but I don't understand why he's just saying that the wise son make his father happy, but the foolish make his mother sad. You know, many of time I hear people, Batswadi, if mwana adira ntho yempe o tla utlwa papa are mwana o tseleji wena gore mwana o udira lentho o ya ka wena. I don't understand, but when he is doing a good things, o ga papa are mwana o tseleji nna. He's in another word, he will say, my son is how can I say, my son is doing what I'm doing. He's meditating. He's how can I say? Yeah, he's doing what I'm doing. He's meditating of what I'm doing. When he's doing things which are good, but when he's doing things are bad, but it doesn't make sense. But here we're gonna understand why Solomon was saying, "Mwana wa botlhale o thabisa mama hae, mwana wa setlaela o nyamisa mama hae." Two things: there's a father and there's a mother. Okay, in this world, there's no one who said, "I don't have a father." And there's no one who can say, I don't have a mother. Okay. Each and everyone who comes into this world, you come having the mother and the father. I mean, you didn't just come alone without the father. I know that as I speak now, maybe your father left you. But you're having a father, even though you don't know your father, but you're having a father. Because how long one hour long fell, I fell. There must be an intercourse between the man and the woman. And if there is an intercourse, and then it happens that somebody get pregnant, and when you are pregnant, you conceive. In other words, the one who slept with you is the father of your child. Okay, there are people who are, how can I say, who are sleeping with lots of men. There are those women whom you find that they slept with lots of men, and sometimes it confuses that person, not knowing who is the father of my child. But at the end of the day, you end up being knowing who is the father of the child. So what I want to say is, everyone who is in this world, wherever that you are, you have your father. I know that sometimes you don't know your father, you never met your father, but you're having your father. Your father is out there. I know that some of us, our father left us. You don't know when your mother met your father, they slept together, and then it happened that you come. Your father realized that I pregnant someone. He ran away because achaba my caravel. The responsibility. There are men out there who are running away for responsibility. There are men there who run away for responsibility. But you know what I normally tell people? When you sleep with that person, you're not running away. You're not running away. It's fine. And you are enjoying. When you sleep with that person, you are enjoying. But when the baby comes, then you run away. You even say that Asingwanawaka, he is not my child. But you slept with him. Now, this December, I just want to say to our fellow sisters that don't sleep with anyone. I know that this December they're going to promise you many things, but let's be certain too. Somebody's going to come with you at Richelet. I want to urge you, I want to say to you, don't sleep with anyone. Because they will sleep with you, you get pregnant, they run away. You know, sometimes because of the sasa that people are getting, it makes somebody to say, I know that if Nkabale Banaba is 5, I know for 1,005 I'm going to have it. But I want to say to you that this December, don't do something that you're going to regret. I know many people, they did what we call abortion. They killed someone because you saying that I can't. But when you go there, you knew. Many times I tell people, a person will say, in Tujika pause, I'm giving the pregnancy pause, I suppose. Because you went there knowing what are the results. Why I'm touching this? I'm touching this because we just read in the book of Proverbs chapter 10 verse number 1, where it tells us that Mwana wa Butlali Utavisha Mbapai Mwana wa Ulshilu Unyamisa Mamai. Alright, let's just do this. Let's just do this. We say okay, I just want to remind you who we are.
Time to meditate. John Mamabolo, 6 to 9 p.m. By the grace of Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah, Mutumishi. That is Bishop Benjamin Dube saying hallelujah, Mutumishi. You're still listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the hearts and soul of the people, whatever that it takes for the soul. I was saying to you that we're speaking about Proverbs chapter 10, verse number 1. I was saying that it's saying that Ngwana Wabutlali Utabisa Papa Hai. Ngwana Walishilo Onyamisa Mama Hai. Now, you know, on many times I hear people saying, Ari, Kingwana Wakayo, because Uduran Toyabut. Marasa Dirin Toyabut. Agasimu mention gore ke ngwanaka o tla bua nthotseleng ba re ngwana o kae ngwana ntse le tinga ka se bua re ngwana o teng mo. Now Solomon Proverbs uwa manzuri, a wise child, a wise son makes his father happy. When you read in NET, it said, a wise child makes the father rejoice, but a foolish child is a grief to his mother. Okay. Honale Batababang, they Vajra Gori Batwadi Babon, Kappa Mama Papa Hai, Kappa Mama Hai, Atoko Faleka stress, the way you behave. Tonight, we're talking about the son and the father and the mother. We're talking about three things: the son, the father, and the mother. Okay, somebody will say, but why does it talk? Why does not it talks about the daughter? Somebody can say that. Now, you are included on the son. The son figure, the father figure, and the mother figure. You are included into that. You are included into those. You will understand why King Solomon, he decided to say this way, that these are the wise of the Proverbs of Solomon. A wise son makes his father happy. A foolish one makes his mother sad. Wherever that you are listening, you are a son to your mother. You are a son to your father. Okay, somebody can say, but my father passed away. I want to tell you that you are a son to your father. You are a son to your mother. You need to make your father proud. You need to make your mother proud, because it's saying that if you are a wise, you make your father happy. If you are a foolish, you make your mother sad. Proverbs chapter 1 verse 1, it said, these are the proverbs of Solomon, the son of David and the king of Israel. Solomon was the son of David, and he was the king of Israel. King David, he was proud of his son Solomon. I don't know, I want to ask you this question: are you making your father proud, or are you making your mother sad? King Solomon made his father happy. King Solomon made his father happy. Let's go to Proverbs 25 verse 1. It says, these are some more wise saying from Solomon. These proverbs were copied by servant of Hezekiah, the king of Judah. These proverbs were copied by a servant of Hezekiah, the king of Judah, is the one who copied the proverbs of King Solomon. so that we can know about them. You know, when we were growing, our grandfathers and grandmothers, they used to tell us the proverbs. They used to tell us these things, saying that tie and so on and so on and so on. Like we call them gidika, kaspedi wa dibicha gidika, diema. Could be telling you something that you need to say. Now, it's saying that these are some more wise saying from Solomon. These proverbs were copied by servants of Hezekiah, the king of Judah. Alright, when you go to 1 Kings chapter 4, verse 32, it said, by the end of his life, he has written 3,000 proverbs and 1,005 songs. By the end of his life, could he have done? That is why he said that there is no one who have enjoyed life like myself. There is no one who have enjoyed life like myself. Why did he say that? Because here it tells that he written 3,000 proverbs and 1,005 songs. King Solomon, by the end of his life. That is why, as I told that, he said there's no one who have enjoyed life more than I have. As you are listening to me, I want you to enjoy life. But enjoying life, it doesn't mean that you must unyache batswadi ba hao kapa uphile life ya o tlhomphe batswadi ba hao. Enjoying life, what it means is you live the life, you please God with your life, and you enjoy life. Many people, when you tell them about enjoy life, they think that you are saying to them that they must sleep in the tavern the whole night because it's part of enjoying life. They think that they must change the ladies as if like they're changing the secret socks. That is part of enjoying life. There are those people who are saying that. Solomon enjoyed life more than, there's no one who enjoyed life like Solomon. Now he have written 3,000 proverbs and 1,005 songs. Right, we go to Proverbs 15, verse 20. It's saying, wise children make their parents happy. Foolish children bring them shame. Wise children make their parents happy. Foolish children bring them shame. Wise children make their parents happy. Foolish children bring them shame. Meaning now, it talks about parents. In Proverbs 10:1, it talks about mother and mother. It said that when your son is doing wise, he please his father. When he do foolish, he make his mother sad. But now, when it comes to Proverbs chapter 15, verse 20, it said, wise children make their parents happy. Foolish children bring them shame. When you are wise, you make your parents happy. That's why you see Batwadi Babang Awujar, if I knew gore you're gonna trouble me like this, I should have thrown you in the toilet the time when we are born. Meaning you are causing them stress. When they think about you, they say, but if I knew that you're gonna be a trouble, I should have thrown you in a toilet. Just imagine when you hear your mother saying this way, Ari, I have carried you for so long. If I knew, I should have thrown you toilet. It's a harsh word and it's a painful word. As you are listening to me, you can change your ways. You can make your parents very happy. I want you to make your parents very happy. Somebody can say, but I'm grown, but you can make your parents very happy. I heard a story, something that touched my soul, something that touched my heart. I was crying in tears. I read it in a book, and somebody told me this story. Now, he said to me, there was a man. This young man, he was a doctor. But remember, he did not start by being a doctor. He did not start by being a doctor. What happened is, when he was young, he was playing, and then he had a problem with the eye. And they said to him, we need somebody who's going to donate with the eye so that the child can survive. His mother decided to donate the eye. Then they put the eye to the son. Mwana ahola, anzi ahola, grown, ahola. Mama Haya was working in the kitchen. Like she was not earning a lot of money, but she was making sure that I do for my child. Husband for this woman left her when the child was too small. The husband left. I told you that you run away from your children. You run away about Zibibana because of or run away, uchaba support. Mara, when you were sleeping with her, when you were making love with her, it was fine. It was very happy. And Lele Jabula, you were jabuling and then being happy. But unfortunately, you started running away. Let me continue with what I had. Now, as the this young man grown, he grew. Went to university, he passed university. Anyala msadi. Mama Hai decided to go and visit this young man. The young man said, you are not my mother, because Mama Hai was not, she had only one eye. Every time when the mother going to see this young man, the young man will say, you are not my mother. Now, vice versa now. The child is the one who is no longer like asnata balema mahai. Wale bala majwa. So you must not forget where you're coming from. There are lots of people who have forgotten where they come from. Now, when you look at your mother, you said she's nothing now. Because now you are top dog. Now you are on that level. Now you are good, you are utamale batamahol, uja chelet. Bar uja zak, bovarno, uja kija zak. Zaka yang quata meri papa irana. People they say that. Our money, when the money sees me, the money re kija zak. It happened with this young man, he was a doctor, things were going very well. Bana bahai. Every time babona this mkogolo. Bana ba mukwera bara bona skobo sami ana liitu and khanti the young man na ati ba re ba bua ka mama hai but lena I support msadi wa hai I support. Then they were against this woman and khanti this young man did not know the secret or the reason why mama ya na liitu mama ya udonatile ka liitu mo yena. Now they say this thing continued like that until some other day Mamaya Alwala. And Mamaya Alwala, Mamaya Angwala Lungwalo. Angwala Lungwalo. And after he wrote the letter, after she wrote the letter, Asibia, Alibia Longololeo, and she died. The young man heard the news that Mama Otokofeji. I don't ask Nataba because things were well. Nasnataba, you know, things were well. Only about valoring now, didn't touch some my hand. You forget where you're coming from. You forget where your mother took you from. Your mother did not have things, but she was making sure that you are covered. Now because you are a doctor, now because you are something else, outside your mama, how is your mother? You take your mother as something. And this man did the same until he went the reason why I did not have an eye is because when you were young, at the age of 7, you were playing and you lost the eye. And I, as your mother, I decided that I can't leave you like that, because when you grow up, but I'll tell you, I took my eye for Bakenya when I lived. Then the man fell pain. Unfortunately, Mama Hayona took off age. What I'm saying is, there are things that your mother has done for you. You don't know them. When you are on top, but you don't know what happened until you reach on top. Even now, when I labor to the ring, they struggle so that Banababona they can get the education that they did not get. Now I am where I am because of my mother and my father. My father was a pastor. He was a pastor of another church. Now he was making sure that he's taking care of us. We are six in our family. He was working with his own hands to make sure that we reach where we are. We are grown now, we are working. But we cannot forget what my father has done. We cannot forget what my mother has done. The reason why I'm saying this, you must not forget where your family, where your father took you. What I'm saying is, I'm not saying that when because now you are working, because when I leba to Baba Nana Ngori, they should be supported by their children. There are those like they. Okay, let me just say to Batwadi, how can you one house school? You are not taking your child to school in order that your child can come and support you. That is up to your child. If she or he feel like she must do that, it's not a force. You know, sometimes they are batwadi ba loreng, they blackmail their children. Armara wazaba guzen she just call, why can't you give me money? I mean, you did that because that was your fathering. Okay, you did that because you were fathering and mothering your children. That was your responsibility. You must not run away from responsibility. You must not run away from responsibility. You must not. We must not run away from the responsibility that is given to us. We must not. Because sometimes we run away from the responsibility and we say, no, but doesn't, it's not my, it's your responsibility. Let's continue. You're still listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the hearts and soul of the people. Proverbs chapter 17, verse 21, it said, a man who has a fool for a son will be disappointed. A fool bring no joy to his son. It talks about that if your son is full, how long wana usamameli we are about to be how baby disappointed. How na mutwadi yo anyakungur mwana wa high aska succeed. Mutwadi mungolo mungo nyaka obona mwana succeed. Each and every father or each and every mother, she or he want to see her or his child being successful. Proverbs chapter 17 verse 25, it said, foolish children upset their parents and make them sad. Foolish children upset their parents and make them sad. Foolish children. Foolish children upset their parents and make them sad. I don't know. Are you making your parents sad? You're still listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the hearts and soul of the people. Let's just say, let's just do this. Let's say, take me to a place.
Myself in thee, rock of ages, cleft for me. Let me hide myself in thee. You are my shield, you are my covering. Rock of ages,
take me by the hand. Take me to your places. The place where you are. A secret place. That is where I want to be. That is Elijah Oyelende. He was praying. Say, take me to your place, to his album. Show us your glory. Take me to your place. The place of power. The place of authority. That is where I want to be. You're listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the hearts and soul of the people, whatever that it takes for a soul. Whatever that it takes for a soul. And you are with me, Pastor John Mamawolo. The time is exactly 7:30. 7:30 CAT, Central African Time, wherever that you are. I don't know what is your time there, but in South Africa, it is CAT, Central African Time, where we say time to meditate. We're talking about a wise son make his father happy, and a foolish one make his mother sad. We were in Proverbs 17:25, where it said, a foolish children upset their parents and make them sad. And then now we went to Proverbs. We're going to Proverbs 19, verse number 13. Proverbs 19, verse number 13. All right. Okay, let's just do this. A foolish son bring a flood of trouble to his father, and a complaining wife is like the content dripping of water. Two things. A foolish son bring a flood of trouble to his father, and a complaining wife is the content dribbling of water. A foolish son bring a flood of trouble to his father. Now it also saying that and a complaining wife is like the content dripping of water. Talks about two things. A foolish son bring a flood of trouble. Now, honali bana ba bang ba ke ntse batswadi ka ra dikoloto motswadi ke ne ka ra a situation e loreng is tough for him or her to come out because of what his or her son did, his or her son or his or her daughter. Now I want to ask you, what type of a child are you? What type of a son and a daughter are you? Are you making your parents happy or are you making them sad? Nothing without you, that is Dr. Tumi saying, nothing without you, Hosanna. to Jehovah. Yes. You are. With thy breath. Hosanna. Hallelujah. 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 You are. Yes. My breath. Hosanna. Hosanna to Jehovah. Nothing without you. Thus talked to me. Nothing without you. You're still listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the hearts and soul of the people, whatever that it takes for you, whatever that it takes for a soul. You can interact with us tonight. 0328946588, that is our WhatsApp number. +273 289 4658, WhatsApp number. If you are international, radio at bythegrace.org. www.radio.bythegrace.org is our email. You can chat to us there on the email. You can go to Facebook. You just say By the Grace Radio. You can chat to us. And I am Pastor John Mamawolo doing the show that is called Time to Meditate. As we're talking about a son who makes his father happy. A wise son makes his father happy. A foolish one makes his mother sad. Alright, let's go to Proverbs chapter 23, verse 15 and 16. It said, my son, it makes me happy when you make a wise decision. It makes me feel good inside when you say the right thing, my son. It makes me happy when you make a wise decision. It makes me happy. When you make the right decision, it makes me happy. My son. That's what you are saying. He's saying, my son. It makes me happy when you make a wise decision. Let me ask you. The decision that you made. The decision that you made. Did they make your father happy? Alright, I know that sometimes our father or our mothers, they will not see the things the way when you see. But it is very important to value their advice. They will never make you to fall into a drain. Their advice is always good. Okay, maybe you want to marry. Maybe you want to marry. It's very important to listen to the advice. I want to give you an example. There was a man by the name of Mparanyane, and even the late, like we were saying the song, it's saying that, I remember the day I met the lady. I wanted to marry the lady. I spoke to my mother, and then my mother, and I spoke to my pastor. They said, do you know the lady? Where they were not saying that, knowing they were not saying that you slept with her, they were saying that, do you know the lady? How do you know the lady? Because they heard they are suspicious that this lady is there for money. Okay? I want to know you, Lord. You're still listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the hearts and soul of the people. I think I should just remind you who we are. I should remind you who we are. Let me just do this.
By the Grace Radio, just
oh, end up with a man. Not a dream by the Grace Ministry. Don't be there like one of China. We are one.
We're going to grab by the grace radio number 3, Sierra Guest Street, Rubber Ridge, Extension 2, Lam Midran, 1685.
Nara Dreya, those of the DAB, Mr. of Vitamin Chavana.
By the grace radio station, it's here to bring hope to the heart and soul of the people, just for a soul.
And to go very permanent. Do not need to go nyaga or follow up and out to the Sierra Dreya, but then I have God.
Yeah, we're going to reach the phone number 073-269-2731. We're going to reach the WhatsApp, yeah, 083-289-4658. We're going to reach the www.radio.bythegrace.org. We're going to reach radio at bythegrace.org. Bythegrace.org.
By the grace radio, just for a soul.
Let's just say, Mulilini Angene. Mbulini Angene, enjoy the song. That is the late Lundi. You still listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. We are By the Grace Radio, the station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. And you are with me, Pastor John Mamabolo. We're saying Mulele angene. The time is exactly God to 8. 15 minutes to go to our signing off. 15 minutes to our signing off. As we saying that Muleleni angene. Now, we're talking about Proverbs chapter 10, verse number 1. Right, now we are in Proverbs 23:15-16, where it's saying that, let me read what it says. It's saying, my son, it make me happy when you make a wise decision. It make me feel good inside when you say the right things. It make me good. So, I was saying to you that most of the time your parents will tell you what is right. But you know, sometimes we can't listen to them. They tell you, they know things. They've been here, they know. They will advise you and tell you that you can't do this. And it's very important to listen to them. Because they know. They don't just say things. They know very well. They went through it. They know. They know. They know. And they will guide you. They will never mislead you. They will never mislead you. They will never and never mislead you. Now, let's just continue reading. We go to Proverbs 29, verse 3. It said, a son who loves wisdom makes his father happy. One who wastes his money on prostitute will lose his wealth. It said, a son who loves wisdom makes his father happy. One who wastes his money on prostitute will lose his wealth. If you love wisdom, if you love to be taught, if you love to listen, the Bible says you make your father happy. One who wastes his money on prostitute will lose his wealth. There are people who are wasting money on prostitute. They're wasting money on prostitute. They're wasting money on lots of things. It's very important to love wisdom. It's very important to listen to your parents. It's very important to hear their advices. I know you have money. I mean, money with money, you have money. We spoke about money day before yesterday. You have money. With money, you can do whatever that you want to do. It's money. You know, money is money. And no one can stop you to do what you want to do. But here it tells us that the one who wastes money on a prostitute will lose his wealth. The one who... Okay. The one who spends money on a prostitute, it said that he will lose his money. I mean, just look at your friends. Bana baradari kete. Ni kete. The baradari kete. And abasana chele, you know. Bai felije basta. Basta na bai felije. Bai felije basta. Bai felije. Kauri. Orata skate. Kiana kiana ora da skate. Yeah. Alright, while we are that part of prostitute, let me read Proverbs 6:26. It said, a prostitute may cost a loaf of bread, but the wife of another man could cost you your life. A prostitute may cost a loaf of bread, but the wife of another man could cost you your life. Alright, we'll talk about this some other time. We'll talk about this some other time. Let me just wrap up what we're talking about, and then we will continue. Let me just wrap up. Let me just wrap it up. Let me wrap it. Okay, I'm wrapping it up. Okay. Lord, we thank you. Let me wrap it up. Proverbs 29:15 said, "Punishment and discipline can make children wise, but children who are never corrected will bring shame to their mother." I'm advising father, children, and fathers that when you discipline your children, it's good for your children. It makes your children wise. But children who are never corrected will bring shame to their mother. Now, you know, they say two things. One, only the parental guidance to both father and mother. If you are a mother, oska emela mwana wa hawo iron toje wrong oska muemelela, you know, muemela gore wa support ante wrong ya idirang. You must never do that. If your child is done something wrong, you must correct your child. Well, this tendency ya ro thola mama sa kwaneli le like husband sa kwaneli le wife kabaka la mwana, because how ro correct mwana. Sometimes utela lori mama ona na ro wena mo tshenetsa ngwana o re wa mo correct. Now correction is very good. How long ngwana, you must be corrected. You know, now when I was growing up, I wanna thank my father, I wanna thank my mother. Mama, I wanna thank you. Papa, I wanna thank you, even though you're no longer with us, but I wanna thank you for you were punishing, like you were correcting us. Not in terms of punishing us, but you were correcting us. I remember when Anariwa Wishiuka Barile something, you were correcting us. And for me, it have helped me a lot, because I have realized that you were showing me life. And I thank you. Because I remember when I look at my friends, I see that they are struggling now, because they are parents or their mother banababa emela. Now, if you are a mother, if you are a father, you have a children, listen to me now. Punishment and discipline can make your children wise. You must discipline your children. You must punish your children if it needed to be so. How when I hear something wrong, you must discipline your child. Don't leave him. Don't leave him. Alright. Let's go to Proverbs, Ecclesiastes chapter 2. Verse number 19. I'm gonna close with this verse, and then we will continue tomorrow. Ecclesiastes 2:19 said, "Some other people will control everything I worked and studied for, and I don't know if that person will be wise or foolish." This is also senselessness. I'm closing with this weight. And I thank you for listening to us. I thank you for your time. I thank you for giving me your time. I thank you for leaving whatever that you are doing, and you decided to tune in and listen to me tonight on our show that is called Time to Meditate. I thank you very much from the time that you tuned in until now. Just want to ask you that continue tuning in, continue being inspired, continue listening to us, for your soul and for your heart. Tomorrow morning, 6 o'clock, the name of the show, it is called Joy Comes in the Morning. That is going to be done by Pastor Patrick Mundebele, all the way from Peter Retief, in the morning, 6 o'clock until 9 o'clock in the morning. From 9 o'clock until 12 o'clock, it's going to be different colors, one people with KK Malaji, Pastor KK Malaji from Hawali. From 12 o'clock until 3 o'clock is the name of the show. It is called Who Need a Doctor by Miss MB Mamabolo. She's here in Midrand from 15 until 1800. Name of the show, it is called Stirring News and Talk with Kokecho Mkanzi. And now from 1800 until 2100, it is a show that is called Time to Meditate with me, myself, and I, Pastor John Mamabolo. Now, our show lasts for 3 hours, but now we're gonna close it now. I want to thank you once again for your support. I want to thank you for tuning in, for being with us. And may God continue to bless you. May God continue to increase. May God continue to be with you. We love you. And may God bless you. Thank you very much.